You are listening to the Wide Format Impressions Audible Features.
Crisp Imaging makes waves on the West Coast. Originally published in the March-April issue of Wide Format Impressions. Costa Mesa, California-based Crisp Imaging has seen a tremendous amount of business growth and industry change since its opening in 2001. What began as a single copy club shop in Orange, California, has now grown to a business with 22 locations across the state, including one in Seattle. The business operates with three segments at its forefront: repro graphics, color printing, and technology. Across these categories, its offerings include marketing materials, display graphics, personal protective equipment, on-site services, and DocuDoc, a software for the archival and retrieval of digital documents. It offers both large and small format printing for various needs, including, but not limited to, prints for construction planning, books and booklets, large format graphics, and packaging and fulfillment. Double-digit growth. Being a one-stop shop for a business's many printing needs, Crisp Imaging has had to change and evolve with the industry and the different segments it serves. Owner Gary Crisp says the biggest transformation he's seen within his core repro graphics business is a decrease in printing overall. He adds that a lot of the large general contractors, architects, and engineering firms within the construction industry used to do a lot more printing, but much of their documentation is now on digital platforms. However, that has created new opportunities for his business, including taking on more full-color, large-format graphics for restaurants and retail clients. PPE was also a big one for Crisp over the last few years, selling millions of dollars worth of acrylic products. Using DocuDoc, the print business works with superintendents at schools across California doing scanning and archiving of paperwork and inputting it into its proprietary software, which officially launched in November 2021. So there's been other opportunities to really grow our business, and we've been on track with our double-digit growth every year for the last several years, Crisp says. Asking about the company's year-over-year growth and some of the bigger milestones it has achieved, Crisp makes special mention of a few things. Surpassing the company's first goal of $10 million in sales in its first 5 years of operation, overcoming the Great Recession in 2008 and using it as an opportunity to grow and acquire firms, establishing a successful acquisition strategy resulting in several acquisitions over the course of the company's history, including four in 2022 and a few more to come soon, pivoting during the COVID-19 pandemic via the sale of acrylic barriers and directional signage to schools and other administrative offices that remained open during shutdowns, transforming its culture and people, building strong values and vision for the company. Talking more about Crisp Imaging's culture, Crisp says his staff is built like a good sports team, with players that work well together. To help illustrate his mindset, he shares one of his favorite quotes. "I don't believe in putting limits on what you can accomplish, especially if you get the right people in the building." Lincoln Riley, University of Southern California Trojans football coach. Crisp credits his hardworking team as one of the primary reasons his company has found such success, because at the end of the day, it all comes down to the people, he affirms. And this plays a huge part in how he approaches acquisitions. Although Crisp Imaging has acquired several firms over the years, Crisp says his company remains a family business. "My wife and I and our family own the majority of the company with a few major investors, but outside of that, we own it," he explains. "So what we do when we acquire companies is we move them into our culture. We love our employees. We love our customers. We take good care of them, and there's very low turnover. That's why we've continued to grow." Offering advice for other print businesses looking to expand and acquire, Crisp advises owners to stay in your lane and be careful. Pay attention to balance sheets and any problems the company might be facing. Know what you're getting into, Crisp advises. A real bad acquisition could damage or even destroy a company if it's not done properly. One that's maybe too large or one that has tremendous amounts of debt. Additionally, he stresses owners to ensure the potential acquiree is a good cultural fit with an understanding of the mindset of the people. This approach allows Crisp Imaging to ensure successful integration after an acquisition is made. "By and large, that's been huge for us," he says. "I think we've attracted companies to pursue us who are selling because of our culture, the kind of people we are, and how they operate." Giving back to the community. Outside of the company's immense growth, the team finds time to make its community feel special. A social worker at heart, Crisp takes pride in his involvement with charities, including causes that support those experiencing homelessness and poverty, as well as military veterans. One of Crisp Imaging's highlight philanthropic efforts is its annual Super Bowl party, which has gained traction over the years. What started out with 90 to 100 attendees in its first year now welcomes hundreds of guests. For the 12th year, Crisp Imaging hosted the Super Bowl party, honoring military personnel, featuring flat-screen TVs, endless food, unique entertainment, and pampering sessions. The party had it all. The event welcomed 500 members of the military and other guests at American Legion Post 291 in Newport Beach on February 12th, including 350 active duty Marines based at Camp Pendleton and 150 veterans. Camp Pendleton commanders addressed the crowd, and 96-year-old U.S. Marine and Bronze Star recipient Billy Hall chatted with young recruits. "It's a joy to put on this day of fun and football for these men and women who serve our country," Crisp says. "They don't generally get much recognition, and seeing their faces when they realize this party is all for them is beyond gratifying." Guests received breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with desserts, nachos, and drinks up for grabs. Some of the fun included boat rides in the harbor, cornhole, and Las Vegas-style games of chance. Pampering sessions included massages, chiropractic adjustments, and haircuts, and it didn't stop there. If guests weren't snacking or pampering, the USC marching band, dancing Raiderettes, live music, a wrestling show, and a magician were all on deck for entertainment. As guests left the party with cash and raffle prizes, Polynesian fire dancers performed. The event benefited the Dana Point 5th Marine Regiment Support Group, which provides support and outreach to Marines, sailors, and their families. Crisp presented the group with a check for $25,000. What's next? While Crisp Imaging specializes in repro graphics, color printing, and innovation in technology, Crisp says the innovation in technology side is the fastest growing segment. This includes its scanning, archiving, digital services, and software. So now it's starting to explore that more via partnerships with software companies and figure out ways to add to those existing services. As far as footprint goes, Crisp says the team has plans to further expand its California roots, as well as grow its presence in the Pacific Northwest, especially in the next 5 years. Other goals include continued double-digit growth, strong profit, and $75 million in revenue. With its acquisition strategy in place and strong focus on company culture and the customer, Crisp Imaging's future on the West Coast looks bright.
Thank you for listening to the Wide Format Impressions Audible Features.